Leather today.
Leather. I came ready to spank some.
I was about to say, it looked like you got a nigga tied up at home,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, in my basement. Little just New Jack City type shit. Yeah.
BDSM. You ever did that? You ever walked on a nigga's chest with heels on?
No. No.
I feel like you would be doing that.
No, not with heels on. I'd be too scared. I'm kind of heavy. Now I'm like 219 pounds because I lost like 4 pounds. So I can't imagine standing on a nigga's chest with some stilettos.
Be a crazy way to die.
Unless he was just like a huge dude.
Right, right, right.
Or fat.
He had a lot of chest.
And would then I would have to be focused on my balance.
Would you ever have a sex dungeon?
Yes.
What would be in it?
The little, what is it called? It looks like an X, right? When you get tied
up.
Like
the medieval shit that be stretching niggas.
Not like
and you be like
no
with the hood on.
No, no, it's just I'd tie him up, or he could tie me up like that. And then I'm not really ticklish, but I think people do that and be like tickling people and stuff. But if somebody is ticklish, I'd probably be like tickle them and stuff just to see him squirm.
Tickler. Okay, that's doable.
I would have all of the array of whips and paddles.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Handcuffs, of course. I want to have a huge bed.
That's it.
Like a huge bed. Even though I'm not really into the like multiple person sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
what's the point of having a dungeon? Have a damn cubicle. Have a sex cubicle.
Oh, so the reason you have a sex dungeon is so you can have a lot of people in there.
I don't know.
Oh, because for me, I just want to be adventurous with the person that I'm with. And so we just have all of... You know what I do want? Oh, my mom never watches this.
It's too late. We here. What's up, mama?
It's like... It's like... This is so crazy. It's like a bike that when you slide up, the dick comes up.
Oh, shit. And you're just going to be biking around the dungeon.
You just slide up and it's like a seesaw almost, like, you know, that. And then one of those masks with the dick on it. So like,
wow, wait, hang on. What?
Yeah. Like the mask.
Dick mask?
Uh-huh.
You keep doing it right here. Is it a dick nose?
I think it's right here.
In my mind, I thought of
I think they have to hold it with their teeth.
The old doctor mask that has the curved beak.
But upside
this
down.
This is just a dick with a mushroom tip. And the point is
I've seen it on some videos, like you write it on their face.
So the man puts the dick mask on and then the woman rides their face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can get with the dick nose.
I know. I've never done it.
I've never tried to convince anyone. You might as well say you wore a strap on and smashed a girl. That's basically wearing a strap.
Well, yeah. I don't really want to do that. But the mask, you know, it was crazy because this is kinky. Maybe it's because it's late. Okay. So I saw a video where she was just kind of like humiliating him and calling him like names
little
and stuff.
Motherfucker.
And she put the mask on him. She was like, I'm not fucking your little dick. I'm fucking this mask. It's bigger than you. And he was just turned on. He was like, and she just rode the mask. And I was like,
the embarrassment.
This is kind of lit. Like, I was embarrassed for myself for watching it. But then I was even more embarrassed with being low-key kind of turned on.
I wish I would get turned on from being humiliated. I'd be like, fuck you. I'd be saying shit back. Hey, don't talk about my dick like that.
I'd be like, but I'm sure that's what he likes. There's a lot of guys that are into being humiliated. I don't know what that is. I don't want to be dealing with a guy and he's like, I'm not eating your pussy. That shit stinks.
Make fun of my dick.
Right. Make fun of my pussy. Yo, pussy's loose and funky. And
oh, making fun of a pussy is totally different.
Right.
It's like, damn, he rude as hell.
Like, don't do me like that. But I think from what I've seen, the humiliation for women is worse.
That's a thing? Women getting humiliated? I don't really. What do you type in? Humiliation in Pornhub?
Yeah, you can type in humiliation.
That's wild.
So what I've seen is like them on their knees, with a collar around their neck, a leash. They made them lick toilets and the floor and their shoes.
And then they get invoiced. That's crazy to me. They pay money. They pay money for that. You think they write it off?
You call them sluts and hoes and bitches and whores.
Businessmen sluts, really sluts and whores.
Probably, absolutely.
They're just like, I was stressed out. I needed to be called a dog and lick a few toilets.
If it's on video. But, you know, I really think they clean that stuff like really, really good before they do it.
So it's just like the simulation.
So it's just the thought of, because most of the time when you think about a toilet, you think disgusting, which they are. If you clean it, as you can clean it with Mother Teresa's rag, and it still will not be enough for me.
I feel like I've only dipped my toes in the BDSM world.
What have you done?
Nothing crazy. Just the handcuffs,
the
whips.
What's the toe? Give me the middle toe.
What?
You said I dipped my toes in it. Give me the middle toe.
Does that mean share?
Yes.
In college, I got the whip with the Jesus whip, the one that has all the little tassels on it. Mm-hmm. I used that, blindfold, handcuff, okay. tying up.
Tying up. You were tied or you tied them up?
There was a couple times I was tied, a couple times they were tied, you know.
I've never been tied up.
What else is considered? I mean, I guess that's it. Spankings. I've never gotten the spankings. I don't want that. But in terms of like actual, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just the toe dip.
Dang. I don't even think
gag. Have you used the gag? I haven't been gagged, but they were gagged. Ball gag. And then just like I guess them wearing like latex
out here,
and shit.
Talking about dip my toes in.
That is dipping
like
my
four
toes
of your
in.
Five toes in.
BDSM goes real. I mean, I feel like it goes all the way up to where you zip your face up and you just in all latex and you can't breathe and shit.
I did a photo shoot like that.
What, with the full body face, and were you like doing something?
Just posing. But just like real, like.
Latex doesn't do it for me.
I wasn't in latex. I was in spandex.
It reminds me of American Horror Story.
Yes. I did look like the guy from American Horror Story, except with titties. And I had on heels and I had on jewels, though. So it wasn't all just like, it was completely covered, but I had on jewels, I had on rings. You know, you just couldn't see my skin.
And it was like,
but I haven't done, I don't even think. So as far as actual physical sexual activity, I don't think I've done really anything. I've never been blindfolded.
Really?
I haven't been in handcuffs. I've never been spanked with an object.
You've been slapped?
I've been slapped.
I've slapped the shit out of a girl, but only because she really, really like wanted me to. And I was like, you know, you have to warm up to it. Because I'm like, I was trained not to do this.
I've been slapped, but I've never been slapped hard. I don't think. Where I'm like.
Tooth comes out. Like,
oh. Right. I've never been punched. I've never been.
Oh, Jesus. No. Yeah, you can't punch it.
I haven't experienced anything, boy.
I mean, like I said,
I never even used a butt plug or nothing.
You look like you use niggas as furniture. You know those like scenarios where some dude just comes over and they're like, it's 6 o'clock. I'll be your chair for 20 minutes.
Well, I've had requests. Guys have requested to be my lamp. I think I told you that before.
Hilarious.
To and be they a just lamp in my shade. House. Yeah.
That's crazy. How do they clock out? Are they just like, do they take the shade off?
I don't know.
Like, all right,
and
it's
11:30. They tell me to take, they want to be my like financial slave. So they want to sit as a lamp, and they want to pay me, like, they want to give me their checks, and I give them an allowance.
Oh, thank God I didn't get that fetish. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can you imagine if you found out that made you hard?
Ooh.
I got a Cash App to get hard? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Man.
So, but I'm willing to delve a little into it. I like being shit talked to.
Okay.
I like aggression, you know. So, but I haven't had anything outside of like, I think the normal, you know. I've never even had anal sex.
I don't know if that, that counts as, I guess that would count as BDSM. That is punishment.
The Punisher. I've never experienced any of that stuff.
I'm good.
But I have a great
good
time.
With the pee hole. The a hole.
The pee hole?
Yeah, I'm good with. Oh, I guess not penis hole, but pussy hole. I'm the a hole.
No,
is just,
I thought pee is in okay. Urine.
The pee hole. Well, it's that too.
Have you ever been peed on?
No. Oh. Well, I'm one of those people that think that squirt is pee.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because it smells like pee. Afterwards, you get squirted on and you stand up and you're like, I smell a little pee.
Okay, so I know what you're talking about.
It's not a strong urine smell, but it's there.
I know what you're talking about.
Scientists have confirmed it.
But it's...
It's mixed with other stuff, yes, but it's still pee. If I made a bomb-ass smoothie with all these nice fruits and put a little shit in it.
A little shit?
A little shit in it. And then I gave it to you. Yeah. No, hear me out. It was a smoothie. It had bananas and berries and protein and all the nutrients boo-boo. And stuff. And then just a little shit in it.
Dookie.
A little shit in it. But it was enough where when I put the cup in front of you,
somebody's gonna get sick.
You smelled some shit. And you're like, it smells like shit. And I was like, don't worry, there's a lot of other stuff in there.
But you're talking about something you drink.
But I'm just saying, that's still a shit smoothie.
So are you saying you've drunk squirt before?
Never. But I'm just saying, if I could pick up notes of urine.
No. Would you?
No. But if I would pick, I'm trying to tell you that I think it's pee, so of course I wouldn't drink it.
Well, that's not an of course, because as you know, people like
I'm okay
to
with
pee
the pee
on.
Play. I'm okay with the poo play.
Can I tell a quick story?
Why am I always talking about poo play?
No, I'm saying podcast. I think you're really into it. The two girls, one cup. Two girls, one pack.
Mm-hmm.
But we talking about poop.
Are both pooping on me?
Two, yep. In your mouth.
I want a sex dungeon.
Oh.
But I want a really like
emotional
roller coaster. Like, I want it to, okay, you want to hear my, I just thought of it just now, but you want to hear my ideal sex dungeon?
For sure. Okay. I would like nothing less than to hear this information.
So when you hear sex dungeon, you just think of a regular room with swings and stuff like that.
I don't think of no regular room. I be thinking of bricks and shit.
Like, well, that's the thing, like, with the stones and
sinister.
Stuff. So here we go. Girl at the house, hey, I have a sex dungeon. What? She's thinking all these crazy modern
scenario.
Things.
Scenario. Okay.
I'm like, for sure. Yeah. Let me see it. And she's like, where is it? And I'm like, it's down, you know, down in the below the house. She's like, oh, it's really like dungeon-y.
In the crawl space?
No. Then I open the door and it's like you said, like castle, like stone staircase going down.
So it's looking like Silence of the Lambs.
I light a fucking torch on the wall. And like, and I'm like, come with me. And she's like, oh shit, this is like a real dungeon.
It looks like Silence of the Lambs right now, it sounds like.
I'm going down the stairs, there's like dripping and chains and rats and like,
rats?
Yeah. And she's like, holy shit, this is a real dungeon. My demeanor changes. I'm like, come with me. And like,
this is horrible.
It's like, you know, skeletons on the wall, like chained up, like they were left there. And then at the bottom is like this big Assassin's Creed looking wooden door. And I'm like, are you ready for, I don't know,
you
pleasure?
Sound like Quasimodo.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to start walking with the limp right? And stuff, one eye open. And then I open it, and then it's like this bomb-ass regular sex dungeon. It was just the staircase was all castle. So she was like, oh, shit, it was a joke. And I'm like, yeah, I was just fucking with you. To give them that quick sense of like, oh, shit, this is a real dungeon.
I don't know if but I'd then, make it there.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You got to be a rider. And then, because it's safe, you know what I mean? You know it's safe. And then you open it, but here's the thing. There's a big-ass bed with golden sheets. I'm talking, like, think of a king bed and, like, 50 of them. Big-ass one, but to get there.
A king bed, but 50 of them?
Like that's the size. Giant-ass bed, you know, but it's, like, 100 yards across the room. In front of you, ball pit.
A ball pit?
A ball pit. So now you just went through these dungeon stuff, and now you're like seeing all these bright colors and like all this rich shit, and you're like, oh shit, ball pit, dive in, get there, get there, get there. Then bouncy house, the trampolines and stuff. You bounce. Then you get to the but there's like little butlers with Gatorade and shit and 5 hour energies.
So there's people that get to watch this behavior. Wow. So you're into voyeurism too.
Snack tables, charcuterie boards.
But I would want mine to look more like an ancient Egyptian, like
Anubis. What if it was just a big ass black cat?
No, not Anubis.
You wouldn't want black? Because, you know, Anubis will probably give some crazy god level penis.
I don't want Anubis, okay? Let's get that out of your hair right now.
He'll give you that tut.
But no, I want just columns and, like you said, gold.
Columns.
Gold, like these beautiful.
No
like,
ball pit?
Thick, no, I don't want a ball pit.
What about a zip line?
I don't know what I would do with a zip line.
What if you were at the bottom, legs open, and he was naked, and he ziplined in.
I'm trying
into
to
the
figure
pussy.
Out what part of your brain you're looking into no, right now. Imagine. You're looking at me right now, but I'm trying to figure out where in your brain you're looking to come up.
I am imagining legs open, dude with the zipline insertion. Ah, that'd be fire.
It sounds painful because you'd have to have an extremely amazing aim.
Right. No, it'd be scientifically like.
And then it. I don't know if it necessarily sounds like it would feel good for the woman.
You gotta do
to
the right
receive
math.
That kind of force. You so are you saying right it would have like some sort of break feature before it gets to the end? So you can slowly ease in.
It's not really thought out.
It doesn't sound like
but
it's thought out.
You could call it
a sounds
dick
like,
line.
Jesus Christ.
Call it a dick zip.
Mine would be called a tit line.
I'm just saying. Oh, and you end up between the boobies. Enough debauchery. What?
Oh, and mine would for sure have a jacuzzi in it. It would have, or what do they call them, like baths? It would have like...
A jaboobsy. Let's get into some threads. Let's get into some threadage. What you bringing?
So I got one from a guy named Big Mike.
Okay.
And he has...
Big Mike talking about.
Side chick contract. Big Mike's 10 rules for the other woman.
So side chick contract.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This might be very informative. This might be better. I didn't know there was rules, but let's learn the rules. Mine is very mine's very PBS.
Oh.
But it's I like it. This is kids are not from Earth. It's a thread of things that like regular things that kids like remixed. And honestly, their versions make a lot more sense than ours.
Ooh, nice.
So basically,
sometimes simplicity wins.
Hey, sometimes yeah, you can have somebody explain a concept to you, and you can be like, "Yeah, that's you actually understand it better than us,
right?"
Like I feel like kids sometimes they break stuff down, and you're just like, "Damn, you." Go to your room.
They know when we lying because the lies don't even, like, make sense.
Remember when you were a kid, you thought that adults knew everything?
Yeah.
And then you became an adult and you're like, damn.
I was like, you don't know shit. Damn. Answer the fucking question. I don't know. Oh.
I want to hear yours first.
You want to hear mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we speaking to your side chicks? Side chicks, listen up.
Side chicks, listen up.
All right. Have you ever had a side chick?
Yeah. Not really.
Not really?
But yeah. Low no, key. Not really.
Were you in a relationship mm-hmm. and had a woman on the side?
Not consistently, no.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying mistress.
I feel like side chicks are like...
They come and go.
Like, they're like... There, they know about the situation, and they're just like, okay, I'll do my, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I've never had that.
All right. The side chick contract. Big Mike's 10 rules for the other woman. Number one, you are the other woman. This does not mean that you are the only other woman.
Oh.
Act accordingly.
Yeah, that's rule one.
That is rule one out the gates.
Seems like a pretty solid rule.
The horse race is beginning.
Know what it is.
With a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Two, please focus on the stolen moments that we spend together.
You can call them stolen moments.
Damn. Right? Do not concern yourself with my whereabouts when we are apart. Frankly speaking, my life outside of our time together is not your concern.
Okay.
This is a tough guy. Three, be comfortable with who you are to me. Do not mention my wife and or main woman as she is not your concern.
Well, this nigga married.
In caps, do not compare yourself to my main chick in any way and do not attempt to contact her. To do so would be a breach of our contract.
So no contact.
No contact.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, it seems like even when they do, they still go back to her.
Still go back to who?
The side chick. Number four.
When they do what? Breach?
Break the contract. Because sometimes I feel like it's a test to see, like, what your main woman is going to do. Like, is she going to leave? Probably most of the time she doesn't. So he's like, she stayed.
Just want to feel it out.
She already knows about this. She stayed.
Mm-hmm. That's the tryouts.
And I think it depends on how good the other situation, the side situation, is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a lituation, whenever they together, I think it's hard for him to give up, even if she break the rules. That's why he's coming up with the rules, because, I mean, these happen all the time. Okay. Number four.
Okay.
Anticipate frequent changes in our plans.
Anticipate frequent changes. I like that one.
For the most part, a spur of the moment escape is the best I can do.
I like those.
Number
spur
five.
Spur of the moment, just, I think he calls them escapes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he means escapes from his situation.
Uh-huh. A spur of the moment escape is the best I could do. So basically, bitch, we're not traveling together. And if we do, it's because I'm going somewhere without my main.
Mm.
So be ready or don't.
Frequent have a bag
changes
pack.
In it. Yeah. Chances are we're not spending the night together.
Mm. I mean, this nigga's talking from a married point of view.
Yeah. Number five. You must understand that maintaining a positive vibe while we are in each other's company is vital to the success of our situationship.
Okay.
No bickering or nagging about promises that I didn't keep. So he could just be trash. She can't say nothing about it.
The contract is basically just saying, it is what it is.
It just really doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like a fun time for the woman with him.
Well, I mean, I feel like you don't think you can have fun under these rules?
I mean, nigga, if you said you was gonna do something and I bring it up, like, nigga, you didn't do it. So explain. If you can't explain it, then, you know.
So you just don't like that last rule.
I'm not a fan of spur of the moment escape.
Okay.
I'll be needing time. Fuck that. Number six. We are secret lovers. We can't blast our situationship to the world. Please don't tag me on social media. And don't send me invitations to your work/family functions or events. Major holidays, more likely than not, will be missed. So basically he's saying February 15th, Valentine's Day.
I mean, he's probably saying Thanksgiving and
I know, but I mentioned Valentine's Day because it's like, you know, it's a lover's holiday.
But I think overall, they're like, these are tentpole things, like even Fourth of July. You
but
know?
That's where some of the bitterness comes in.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think that's where all the overstepping comes. Yeah.
Unless she has somebody that she's dealing with more than him. But I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this once we're done with these. Because there's more to that type of story.
Okay.
Number seven. no discussions about where this situationship is headed.
It's a good one.
We are where we will be together in this moment. Enjoy it.
Good one.
Number 8. Yes, I am still sleeping with my significant other. Again, focus on our time together.
And focus.
And not what I do while we are apart.
Okay.
Damn, these two are long. Number 9. I am not interested in bringing a child into our situationship.
Whoa.
By the way, an unplanned pregnancy will not force a relationship commitment of any kind from me.
It's a good one.
Nor will it guarantee a promotion to main chick status for you.
It's a good one. This is a clause in the contract.
You are loving this a little much.
This is the disclaimer at the end, right before you sign. Like, by the way, a baby won't keep me. Don't even try it.
So this means you're fucking raw. So my guy, if you even have to put this clause in there, that means you smacking raw.
Or I mean, if they get jealous enough, they could sabotage a condom too.
For him to put this in here, it sounds like he's smacking raw. If you're gonna have a consistent side chick,
no, I know he seems like he's covering everything. He's covering all bases.
Mm-hmm. Number 10, there are no guarantees about the outcome of our situationship except one. I am a cheater at heart, and that won't change unless I want it to. Until that happens, if you are promoted to the main chick, please know that yet another side chick will fill the vacancy that you've left behind.
This nigga is...
Scoundrel.
It's only uphill from here. If you sign to this, he can only surprise you.
He could
end up impressing.
I'm going to tell you this. This doesn't sound like... There's nothing enticing about this.
Have you been on the internet? You've never read a situation where you're like, how did it get here?
Right.
I don't put anything past anybody.
So... These are the type of guys that will say all this stuff and get mad when finding out she has a main or somebody else in the picture or when she actually goes along with these rules. Because I feel like when it comes to some situationships that have longevity with them, I feel like there is more of like an emotional aspect, especially if the guy's married with kids and, you know, the home life is real like chaotic or whatnot. You don't get a lot of time to spend, you know, with your wife or your significant other at home because the kids are there and everything. And then when you go to the side chick, it's like, ain't no kids there, you know, ain't no...
That's what he meant by escape, yeah.
Right, you come, she might have on some sexy lingerie and a plate made for you, you know. So he's talking like he's a fucking robot to where he just won't have any type of emotions for this woman. Niggas love they side chicks, like on some real shit.
Damn.
Right? Like, niggas will fly their side chicks places, you know, put them on vacation, you know, they spoil them.
It could be fun, you know?
Well, the thing is, you have to have something that you bring it to the table, too. If you don't have time, then, nigga, what else are you outside of sex? Like, what else are you? I'm your break, but you're like, what? Like, he has to be bringing something to the table that makes a person even want to be a side
Well,
chick.
From that contract, it seems like the best case situation for this is for both of them to be in a situation or married and finding an escape in each other.
And by no way will a woman get promoted to main chick by following those rules.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The best case scenario is a woman who doesn't want to. Maybe they have their own situation and they're both taking a break. It seems like I didn't really learn about this stuff officially until I went to Hollywood because I didn't have really married friends like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of situations that I've seen, because I do know people that are married or people in relationships that have had sides. And honestly, it seemed like they have more fun with the sides. They have a serious emotional attachment to their side chick or side dude. Yeah, it's not just like, oh, we're fucking. But if I'm your escape, like, think about an escape, the concept of an escape. What does it bring to you, right?
Especially a consistent one, yeah.
Right. I love escapes. I am in love with escapes. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, if I can get out and get somewhere and just relax my mind and have fun and bust nuts and, you know, drink and be fed. And, you know, this is where my emotions are going to start to get attached to that.
Have you ever been a side chick? I think we were all waiting for it.
No.
Well, why the hesitation?
I've been a mistress.
What is the difference to you?
I think a mistress is like you were pretty much in a relationship. Like, it ain't no situationship. Like, he was calling me his girlfriend, you know? Like, it wasn't no.
So a side chick is a sneaky link. Right. And a mistress is a
you
girlfriend.
Have a full-on
on
relationship. Uh-huh.
Now, was this someone who had a main girlfriend or a wife?
Wait, you sound like the ops right now. You
sound
know
like
what I'm
I mean, you brought this thread to the table. I think it's only fair.
They were in pretty serious.
They were pretty serious, like she had a ring on her finger.
Yeah.
Married.
But I'm gonna tell you this. It wasn't a relationship that started after marriage. It was a relationship that started before.
So you,
way
you were,
before.
So you were with him while when he got married?
No, we were on a break.
And then you went back. Or one of y'all went back.
He came back to me. But
so
I had left it and then he got married. So it was like we had some years in the bag already and then went our separate ways and then he spent the block, pulled back up on me afterwards. And I shouldn't have. I feel really bad about the situation. Like, and honestly, I was very young. I was very young and it.
How young were you?
I'm not going into that. But it was a situation that was nice for me. I did not want to replace her. It was actually easy for me to follow those rules because I actually did follow those rules. I did.
All ten of those?
Mm-hmm. But what I noticed in that situation was he felt very strongly about me. When I say very strongly, I tried to cut the relationship off several times. Like, several times because I just didn't feel right about it. It was like, but I did have emotions towards him, but it just wasn't to the point where I wanted to replace anything or nothing like that. Because I was still trying to date myself so I could replace that situation completely, you know?
Quick question.
He didn't want me to be with anybody else. He didn't want me to get a main. He told me if I got a main, he was going to be like, pissed off and that I could never ever.
That's some
audacity. He told me I could never ever move on from him and that he was it for me. And I was like, yo, like,
you better not get a boyfriend. Hang on, my wife's calling.
Right. That was exactly what it was. And I'm like, do you hear yourself? Like, and I'm abiding by these rules and you're telling me like you want me to literally, and I mean, he offered a lot. But I still ended up leaving because I didn't feel right. And honestly, I'm not glad I went through it, but it made me never, ever, ever want to deal with that type of situation
so
again.
So quick question, and be honest.
I don't like your face right now.
Is that the only time you dealt with a married man?
Yes.
Is that the only time you were a side chick?
Yes. It's the only time.
You give. Don't take this the wrong way.
I'm about to take it the wrong way, Pat.
You give homewrecker vibes. You just do. You give, like,
seductress.
I am.
Having a little secret.
My brand is very seductive, seductress. But
it's very just first like off, showing up at the wedding like,
It might be the
leather today.
I think it's the leather and the black hair. You're probably not used to black hair. I got on some bigger lashes today. You know, they're really like fluttering. So maybe I have a more seductive look today. So you're getting that vibe. And then you said homewrecker. We've already talked about the term homewrecker.
But it's like Black Widow vibes, but like instead of coming through to steal the codes, to steal a nigga from his wife.
Nope. Don't want to do it. I learned, like I said, I was very young. Yes, the situation was beneficial for me. There was a lot that I was provided. And like I said, I looked for ways constantly to break it off. But it was like, okay, it was like I was in the dating pool, right? The trash ass dating pool. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I was going out on dates with other guys and I was really trying to focus on my love life as far as like finding that person for me and, you know, actually getting into a fulfilling relationship. And I did get into a relationship. And when I did, I stopped dealing with him. But it was like, it's crazy because he was the most consistent guy in my life.
The married guy?
Yes. He was more consistent. He was more consistent than...
He had a whole family to keep
than the
over.
Guys that were right. So for me, it was like, fuck, like I'm dating, I'm trying to date. And I had a couple of people that piqued my interest that I was like, oh yeah, like this is really good. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, I could dip off from this. Like, and then the single guys start acting kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And here you have, while your little feelings are being hurt from the dating situation you got going on, then you got here talking about I love you and you ain't never going nowhere and you my bitch, basically. Like, you know,
I mean,
and
what's a like, wife?
And it's like wife? in those moments it was like what you wanted to hear from someone. Not necessarily from him, but you just wanted to feel something from someone.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Absolutely. I know I'm
but that's
and I
not
always
following
told him
the contract. That sounds like, you know,
he didn't
feelings.
Follow look.
Yeah, he wasn't following.
He wasn't.
Anything.
I followed the contract.
Right.
But me following, I'm telling you, he's talking this contract, but if the woman actually followed that contract, he's gonna fall for her. He's gonna fall for her. While he's talking
like
all this big shit.
Because she's gonna act like she don't care.
Right.
Yep.
And it's like, how you gonna fuck with me like that? I'm fucking you, like, you know, you dealing with me and, you know.
That's fair.
And you don't feel for me. Like, what? Like, they literally want their side chicks to feel for them. But just, I think the only thing that rings really true in this contract is they don't want you to reach out to the wife.
Yeah.
I think that
seems like a
that probably
conflict of interest.
Yeah. But yeah. The whole bringing up kids and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, because even if because that contract doesn't imply that the wife doesn't know. You know,
right.
Apparently a lot of these situations, it's like the wife knows and they're cool with it. But a big thing about men and women is that their main rule is like, just don't embarrass me. Don't make it nobody in my immediate mm-hmm. circle, all that stuff. So I feel like reaching out to them and being in contact, like I've seen a bunch of open marriages mm-hmm. have arguments just because it was like some secret stuff around somebody that was around them or something.
Right.
So I think that the main thing is
have you ever been a side dude?
That's the thing. Until I was just like in my mind grown, which was a long time after most people consider themselves grown. And I was just like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to be honest. It was never that level of maturity of like one of us saying like, I'm in a situation and I just want to, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was always like either sneaking
And yeah, I've been with women who've had boyfriends, but it's like a consistent,
but it wasn't a consistent relationship,
consistent thing where I know the dude, you know what I mean? Like I've never really done that, and I've never been a part of that. I am, however, looking forward to being the side nigga of like some old ass heiress.
What?
You know what I mean? Like some heir to
so
some
you're
fortune.
To be a sugar baby?
You know those like live-ins?
You're trying to be a sugar baby.
Where it's like an old, like let's say it was like some old hotel heiress, you know, or like wow. some, you know, some oil heiress, and her dude is like super into like black culture, but also can't really perform like that. So he like knows me, and I know him. Like, hey, what up, Archibald or whatever his name wow. is. And then I'm just like, I have a little guest house, and I'm just pipe, put in the wheel.
Shut the fuck up, Pat. That what? Is not, no.
I think that'd be kind of fun. I think I would be a great side nigga, because it's like, I think I'm...
Because you don't ever want to be in a relationship. You don't ever want to get married.
You
don't have kids.
It's not even that. I'm fun.
That's what I'm saying. You would be a good side dude because you don't want what most people want from a relationship.
I'm like an emotional support animal. You know, like them little dogs that be cheering up.
Fucking dog.
They be cheering up like terminally ill people.
Wow.
And it's just like,
it's
a dog.
You ain't nothing but a...
But it's like, you know...
Dog.
Dog got to, you know... But it's like, while he's there,
woo,
good times are rolling.
You are crazy.
Well, if the kids made it this far,
how much time we got?
they're gonna love this one, because we're gonna get into my thread. Which
I hope
is,
you guys don't hate me after this one. We might have to edit it so that you guys still like me.
What, the side chick one?
Ooh, they're not gonna like that.
What?
You want to like? I mean, they have.
You know, they be in the same exact situations.
Yeah, like I said, I don't condone it, and I'd never do it again. And that was a long time ago.
Talking to people in that situation right now.
I learned from it.
Or non-knowingly.
Don't follow that contract. No. If you do, he's gonna catch feelings for you.
If you a side chick, follow the contract.
No, he's gonna catch feelings for you.
I guess that applies for side niggas too. I think that's
side
a unisex.
Side niggas be catching feelings.
That's
too.
That's a unisex contract.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's make it a little bit more PG with this. Kids are not from Earth.
Can we talk about kids after we talked about sex dungeons, mm-hmm. BDSM, humiliation,
yeah.
side chicks?
This podcast covers everything.
And now we're talking about kids.
If you're okay with you know, covering your kids' ears for 50 minutes to get to the good stuff.
Okay.
This is a good one. But I mean, it's not just for kids. I think it's mainly for adults because we never think of it like this.
Okay.
So this is a viral tweet. He said, this guy made a TikTok saying his niece called an aquarium a water zoo.
Hey.
And the comments let me know that kids are not from Earth. And now these kids are like accurately naming all of these things. First of all, a water zoo is absolutely what it is. So much better than aquarium. Next, someone said, LOL, my daughter calls quesadillas a Spanish grilled cheese.
Oh,
that's pretty accurate. Spanish
yeah.
grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Shay said, my youngest son would call any pants that weren't shorts long sleeve pants.
I mean, they all make
That's
sense
true.
To me.
You got shorts, which I guess are short sleeve pants. Long sleeve pants, which are jeans. And then I guess underwear would be a tank top.
A tank top?
Like tank top pants.
Oh, tank top pants.
You know, if you were comparing everything to a shirt.
Okay. I mean, it's a smart way to break it down.
That's what I'm saying. Kids got it. All simplified. This is probably my favorite one. My son called an exclamation mark a loud period. That's what it looks like, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Damn, my mind was stupid when it...
Yeah,
a loud period.
Hey, nobody wants to have a loud period.
Big periods.
Nobody wants to have a
big
loud period.
Periods.
My daughter didn't know the word for thirsty, so she said she was water hungry. Damn, I'm water hungry.
Oh,
I could use a
God.
Bite of water.
It gets the point across. Point A to point B.
It's just like,
no matter how we get there, we got there.
A kid's brain. Mm-hmm. This is great. This is actually my favorite. I changed my mind. I forgot to teach my kid what an owl was, which is honestly, let's just stop there. That's a funny statement. I forgot to teach my kid what an owl was. It's like, oh shit.
It's kind of crazy.
I forgot to teach my kid what an owl was. He called them wood penguins.
Wood penguins?
Wood
and now,
penguins.
Why am I getting, why am I, I'm not even thinking of an owl. I'm thinking of a penguin sitting on a tree.
That's an owl. It's a fucking owl.
But it's clever if you don't know what the hell an owl is.
Well, this is just beautiful. This came from a 2-year-old, and it's about your favorite place on earth, the graveyard. It said, my daughter called the graveyard a people garden.
A people garden. That is,
it's kind of dark
sinister.
Too. Once you get past the cuteness, you're like, this is dark as hell. We're in a people garden.
2-year-old, or did the mom come up with that? I have a little skepticism.
Nah, I think that got to be people garden. That got to be a
2-year-old. Though?
This one is perfect. This is in the comments. It says, my baby brother used to call pads/panty liners coochie band-aids.
What? I mean, it is, in essence, because it's soaking up the blood, but...
These make sense. One person said a kid called their tears panic water.
Hey, water is some clever shit. Like, all these kids is using water as their example.
The water ones are really good.
Yeah.
I really like people garden, because just, I love how... I didn't see this one. Somebody said, and I didn't say this. Somebody said, my slow ass ex-son.
Ex-son?
It's like, goddamn, it's a lot of information in one. My slow ass ex-son said, when he poots, he boo boos air. Yeah. This shit is advanced. These niggas
boo-boo
is
air?
These niggas is deep.
That is fucking gross.
My son called the parking lot a car waiting area.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is. These are so clever, it's crazy.
I love it. When I took my wig off in front of my son,
oh, no.
Who was 5, he said, mom, you have disguise hair.
Disguise
called
hair?
That nigga a spy. That's your disguise hair?
Disguise hair. He said, I thought he was going to say, like, he was going to call it a hat, because you know how...
Disguise hair is very advanced.
Hat hair.
When my nephew was 6, he tried explaining the ozone... I tried explaining the ozone layer to him, and he goes, so it's like sunblock for the planet? Low-key.
Wow.
Low-key. My son used to call the pantry the hot fridge. That's got to be official. That's got to be.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
My daughter calls a repast a funeral party.
Yeah, because that's exactly what it is. 100%. Why is nobody sad at the repast?
I mean, I feel like that's where you're not supposed... You hella sad in the funeral, and then it's just like, man, I gotta cheer myself up.
Maybe because they drink. Because we getting drunk at repasses.
Hey, my son used to call a woman's private part a jaguar when he was a toddler. I'm not sure why a vagina sounded like that to him, but I like that.
A jaguar?
Because, you know, they used to call it like, damn, that monkey fat. And I always had weird with me. But jaguar?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that jag. Look at that jaguar.
Jaguar sounds like a older than a cougar, maybe. Or maybe younger than a cougar.
Like a young cougar is a jaguar?
Yeah. So cougars are, what, 10 years? 10 years older?
Oh, is that I didn't know there was a rule.
I thought cougars were 10 years.
My son calls ankles leg wrists. Hey, what got you? You like leg wrists? You fuck with that one. Super heavy.
That's really funny. Oh, God.
That's, I mean, My son calls the crease behind the knees leg pits. That's genius.
Leg pits. Wow.
And it doesn't really have a name, so. My nephew called my sister's bra chest socks. Good big ass chest socks.
I thought about myself with some socks some on chest my socks. Titties.
Some nice little chest socks.
Oh shit! If I put some, can you imagine some socks hanging off my titties?
This one is fucking incredible. My daughter used to call regular Cheetos cold Cheetos. Because if you know what hot Cheetos are, we were alive when hot Cheetos came out.
Oh my
but
God.
But if you were born when there was both, there was hot and cold. I get that.
Oh, wow. Oh. I mean, it makes sense.
I there was a thread, and then the thread had funny comments. That's why it's taken, because it's just like, some of these is funny. My daughter referred to the circus as animal slavery.
Oh, shit. That's exactly what it is, though.
Damn.
That and the zoo. That's why them animals be going rogue.
My little sister used to call collard greens hot salad.
Ugh.
Right.
That sounds gross.
When my oldest son was like 5, he was trying to tell me that he farted. That he farted, but he just said his booty burped.
Booty burp!
A booty burp!
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is...
big funny.
That was hilarious.
I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it. All right.
Yeah, that was very good. I think we both came with some heat today.
I think so.
It was really good.
Well, I think just to follow up that heat, I think we should do 2 facts each.
Okay.
Double mint twins.
Let's do it.
I just went, so you go first.
All right. Christopher Columbus never set foot in North America. Columbus was likely not the first European to cross the Atlantic Ocean. That distinction is generally given to the Norse Viking Leif Erikson, who is believed to have landed in present-day Newfoundland around 1000 AD, almost 5 centuries before Columbus set sail. Some historians even claim that Ireland's St. Brendan or other Celtic people crossed the Atlantic before Erikson. While the United States commemorates Columbus, even though he never set foot on North American mainland, with parades and a federal holiday, Leif Erikson Day on October 9th receives little fanfare.
Nigga, I learned that this year.
Ah.
My whole life, I thought Christopher Columbus landed in what, Maine or wherever the first city was? And that was the Pilgrims. That was totally separate.
Right.
He landed in the Caribbean.
Really?
Yes. The Native Americans he saw probably had dreads and was like, "Hey, man."
Oh, like you. They look like you.
Yeah, he landed in the Caribbean.
Can you imagine if you were there and he pulled up on you? What do you think the conversation would have been like?
Probably would have started with, "This is not India." Please stop calling me that. What's up, my Indians? Nigga. We are in Haiti. But
oh my God.
I honestly, the misinformation I got about that whole American landing baffles me to this day.
Yeah, but that's crazy. So why do you think he was honored? Was it like,
well,
why did he get the credit?
Well, I mean, he didn't find anything.
Right.
But I'm just saying, damn,
how did
we
he
were
finesse
just explained,
to get the
this
credit?
This isn't going to be 100% accurate, but he was actually one of the people who said that the world was round. Everybody else was a flat earther. So he was saying if he sailed west of Europe, he should be able to go around and reach India, because they didn't know that North America was there. So they just thought that the next thing was India. So he sailed west thinking that, or knowing that the earth was round, and he hit the Caribbean and was like, oh, India. But it's crazy because, like, when no maps, you weren't, how the hell were you supposed to know?
It says he opened up America to Europe, which was the expansionist power at the time. He was the one who made it possible for them to conquer the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, they didn't know the shit over here.
With them, the diseases that apparently wiped out 90% of the population.
White people came over here coughing. And everybody over here was just chilling, eating,
COVID
one. Fucking. Huh?
COVID one.
COVID zero. Zero COVID. Yeah, Christopher Columbus sucks, and every time his name comes up, I learn some new bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My facts. My facts today are just, they have to deal with drugs and alcohol. What do you want first, drugs or alcohol?
Since I've never done drugs like that, let me get the drugs.
In the 1890s, Sears, our beloved Sears, they sold cocaine, heroin, and opium through its stores and catalogs. And you can see, if you look up Sears heroin, there's literally an advertisement.
That's probably why they're still in business
heroin
today.
Can you imagine going into Sears and getting a damn polo and some heroin?
And they was just trying to have a time. Okay.
Some scented candles.
A time.
That's a crazy thing to have on your Sears.
The vibes. Receipt. Come on, Sears.
Opium, heroin, and the cocaine.
Fucking everybody up.
Get you a little kilo, as well as what else do you get at Sears?
Some furniture.
Some goddamn pillowcases.
A little bit. Well, in the 1890s, I don't know.
I mean, shit, you think they were making, like, nighttime runs? Like,
I have
going?
No idea. If they were selling that shit, it sounds like they was into...
Niggas was partying with powdered
wigs. That was probably
wigs,
selling liquor, too.
Is Sears still open?
Right.
Let's go get some more coke.
They was probably selling drugs, liquor, and sex toys.
Niggas was making midnight trips to Sears in the middle of a house party.
Selling the stuff that you want to put in your sex dungeon.
Exactly.
Like, brought to you by Sears.
Let's make a quick Sears run. I'm out of opium.
Sears out here sponsoring all the sex dungeons.
All right, what you got?
This one's a little lighter.
Okay.
On a lighter note, in England, to leave a party without saying goodbye is called a French exit.
Yep, love that.
In France, it's called an English exit. And in the U.S., it's called an Irish goodbye.
Oh, that's the one. Okay. So why is everybody blaming the other person?
I don't know.
That must be some propaganda shit. Like, people in America are like, those Irish, they can't be trusted. And then in Ireland, they're like, those English.
Right. That's, they just don't like really anybody. Why doesn't anybody like anybody? Look, we like everybody.
Who's we?
Black people.
Who's we? Black people or us too?
Hey, no, not us too. Black people.
Black people...
Black Americans,
we do be a...
Yeah, we fuck with everybody.
Accepting, yeah.
They don't fuck with us.
Your shit mean as hell. We just, right. We the coolest people.
We just out here dancing, entertaining, right. Being doctors and lawyers. Just trying to...
Being
we
doctors.
We really be just minding our business.
Hey.
Like, they don't like us.
Niggas is just
hating. But as soon as they do, as soon as somebody, other, does a... We're like,
who was that?
You can
dance?
Come to the cookout.
Oh, yeah. Niggas be dancing with cops in the middle of
right.
The fucking police brutality movement.
Right.
They be like,
playing basketball with them.
Right. Right. They just have a jumper. Forget about your news.
Right.
Who just went?
I just went.
Oh, okay. Alcohol. You ever blacked out before?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's yeet and yeet. Okay. So, alcohol.
We should have did that in the mic. That was some pretty good ASMR.
ASMR. Mm-hmm. So, next time you black out, remember this. Alcohol doesn't cause you to forget what happened. Uh-oh. Your brain simply stops forming new memories when you've had too much to drink.
So, that's crazy. Because when I black out, I mean, I'm functioning. So I'm functioning normal. And I know this because I've looked at my text messages.
Right.
I've had full-on, hour-long conversations on the text that I do not remember.
But and you were fucked up, but you weren't like incoherent, like blah, blah, blah. Like you were right. Fully.
Yo, I looked at. I had a text conversation on my phone. I was fucked up like last week, and I was. I don't remember most of it. I know I threw up, but I had a text conversation, and it was really like my responses were really like dope. And I'm like, I don't remember any of this. I remember none of it, but the conversation was so dope. It was like, the conversation wasn't even dope because I don't think the other person I was talking to wasn't drunk, but I was. And I was just like responding the way a sober person would, but I wasn't.
Right.
And then I went back and read it and I was like, okay. But the one thing about... when I black out, because I've blacked out more than I like to admit. but the only times I blacked out was when I was around people that I really, 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 really trust. And it's never really been in public like that. I have flashes. So I don't think the brain completely stops making new memories.
Yeah.
It's like, there's flashes.
But that's I think the creepiest thing about this fact is like, I think we were under the impression that that night happened like normal, but because of the alcohol, those flashes means I can only remember this part. Mm-hmm. I only remember this part and I only remember this part. But what's crazy about this fact is like, I think of, you know, every brand as like a computer, a supercomputer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's almost like all this information was written. You drank too much and it was almost like deleted or corrupted. Right. That's what it seems like. And then there's maybe like some things you can see and that's the flash. But now it's looking like when you've had too much to drink, it stops writing. You know what I mean? It's not that you were normal and it was deleted or corrupted. Your brain stops writing. And that's why we're fully coherent. Because I've had blackout nights where I asked... you know, you wake up horrified and you're like, you're asking people like, was I good? And they're like, I didn't even know you were drunk.
Right.
Because your brain stopped writing. So it's like, that's so creepy to me because it's like, it's almost like right now, there's a chance that we won't remember right now because our brains, it's happening, but it's not writing. It's not recording.
Yeah.
As opposed to what I thought it was like, if it got to that point, you were like this, you know, and then your brain stopped recording everything. Mm-hmm. But it's like,
no,
you could be perfectly normal.
Yeah, my friends have told me, like, when I don't remember, they like, you seem cool. Like, you know, and it's only been when I mix.
I need to stop that.
Yeah, mixing.
I was very, very strict about that, but for some reason, like maybe twice in this last week, I mixed, and that's because
twice in the week.
Well, that's because, and you did this too. I switched to rum,
right?
Because Casamigos is just not it anymore.
Well, that's.
But that's the thing. Like rum is so much smoother and so much easier, and Casamigos just sticks with you. But the problem is that niggas don't be drinking rum like that. So I would pregame with some rum or be at a house with some rum, and then we would go out somewhere, and there's
nothing
but... Hey, can I
get some Captain Morgan? Like,
and you're like, nigga, what? It was Casamigos or wine, nigga. And they just started giving me shots, and I was like, I am going to regret this. And I did. So, I mean, mixing isn't great.
So what did they tell you that you did when you came back? You were just cool? Like, you didn't do nothing crazy? You weren't...
In what?
When you blacked out, when you realized you blacked out.
Oh, well, this time I'm talking about when I mixed, I didn't black. I haven't blacked out in a very long time because I just stopped, like, drinking before that. I don't like that level of drunk, you know. But usually it's fine, you know. There was only one time in particular that I blacked out and people told me I was doing some wild shit. this was at a all deaf party, and this was like when I wasn't an intern, but I was like an office PA or something like that. I was like super, super new, so this is why I really couldn't believe. We used to have just like wild ass parties, and we would buy out like bars and just have open bars and stuff. And this one time, and this was before he really, really blew up, we had Travis Scott perform.
Nice.
And I got so drunk that
These are the things that niggas told me. They said they saw me come out of a mosh pit with my shirt off, like wiping my mouth.
Ooh.
I had like a, not like that, like, not like I was sucking dick in the mosh pit.
Sucking dick in a mosh.
That's hilarious. That's the most hectic spot to be sucking dick. And then it's also like, what the fuck were you sucking
all
dick
the
for,
dicks
Patrick?
Jumping down on you.
No, I think I got punched in the mouth.
Oh, shit.
And I was punching niggas. And
that's the way to come back from that.
I said some wild shit to this producer. Like, he was like, you were just in there? And I was just like fucking lit or something. And then the CEO of the company introduced me to his wife. And I still had my shirt off. And the other producer who was there just told me, like, I met her. And he was just like, Patrick just got hired here. And I said, I just looked at his wife and I said, I'm here to fuck shit up. And
Whoa.
Walked away.
She was about to say, I'm here to fuck you.
God damn. No, I still work there.
I don't know. I mean, you were drunk and you were fucking shit up. You punched your niggas, like, in the mouth.
That was the wildest thing that I had to hear. But other than that, like, it was, I've only had like fun stories of, like, I blacked out once at a Halloween party in college, and I was apparently just walking around with a bottle and a giant bag of Starburst and like talking to people and giving out candy and stuff and just like talking to a bunch of people.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's like I've had a... You know what? Actually, my worst blackout story was my 21st birthday. I blacked out at the club. And
mine too.
I kept waking up. I was throwing up in the bathroom, and I kept waking up, and there was different people above me. It would be like my cousin. They're like, get up here. Get out here. And then it was just like a random nigga rolling a blunt, and he was just like, there's a bunch of bad bitches out there, man. And then it would happen again, and it was like the bathroom attendant guy, and he was just like, you okay? And it was just like all these flashes, and like... I blew it with the girl I was talking to, and it was just like a lot of debauch.
My 21st birthday is the first time I ever drank alcohol,
ooh,
and I blacked out. And it was in my dorm. Mm-hmm. We were a dry campus too, but my best friend was the RA. But she knew what was happening, but she, like, when I knew she was coming over, we would hide it, even though she knew it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... Smirnoff.
Okay.
Vodka.
That's gross.
The dude I was seeing was there.
Okay.
And we just drank in the dorm room, and I have flashes of activity.
What you mean?
Sexual
activity?
Yes. But
it was like
one
orgy.
Second he was there. No. Just he and I.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a part of an orgy.
Oh, you're not.
No, I'm not. I don't. It doesn't appeal to me as
an orgy.
I think about. I guess I just don't know.
Mix
I've probably watched too much porn, and the porn that orgies that I've watched, I've been like,
it's almost the holidays.
I don't want to be a part of that. Nah. If that's what they look
make
like,
get you a bowl of eggnog. That's what you should. That's what all orgies should be called during the holidays. A bowl of eggnog.
Why?
Because it's just like a bowl of fluids.
Just
a mixture of all types
that
of fluids.
That is not enticing it's at like, all.
Come to the bowl of eggnog at my house tonight.
Nope. But I have flashes of him being there and not. And then being there, and then not. And then when we talked about it, so when we woke up in the morning, his face was in between my legs.
Oh.
Right? We woke up, and I asked him, I'm like, what happened last night? He was like, you know, every time I kept running out the room, I said, yeah. He was like, I went to go throw up. I said,
ew.
And then you came back and ate me out.
Oh, he gave you them chunky throw up lips.
And then he came back. He said he did it like 3 times. And I was like,
what?
Yo.
Okay, if you threw up once, it should be like, let me lay down for a second. Twice, it's like, bro, stop fucking.
Right. But we didn't even end up having sex. He fell asleep with his face in between my legs.
He fell asleep or you fell asleep?
We both did.
I've definitely fallen asleep eating coochie, and it's not embarrassing because you sleep, but it's like you can only imagine the disappointment.
Yeah. I mean, it was my birthday. We was fucked up. I don't remember most of it, so.
I just want to end this podcast by saying this. Y'all need to stop putting so much pressure on these end of the night drunk sex things, because y'all be getting us lit as hell, especially on birthdays, expecting us to just put it down 30 shots in. I think at some point you got to be like, hey, the point of tonight is just getting lit. Let's wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning and handle that.
I'm sorry, Pat. I have to disagree. In each situation that I've been in, it's really been the men that have been like, shots, 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 shots.
Either way, if it's
and
a
I'm
lit
like,
night.
Yo, you might want to.
Cardi B even said she be getting hella lit and then falling asleep. So she was just like, you got to just fuck at the club, which I appreciate her doing it, you know, ahead of time before it gets too crazy. At some point in the night, you got to realize, like, either I'm going.
And y'all the ones buying them too.
Either I'm just going to head straight for sleep when I get home, or we're going to try to have sex and I'm going to fall asleep during sex, or my dick ain't going to be into it. It could be a number of things. So at some point, you got to be like, yo, because this is, honestly, this
but
is why I think.
But you can't tell niggas nothing. Once you get past a certain point of drinking, like, especially
with people
who be drinking, like, you tell them, like, they'll go and get more drink, and you tell them, like, we good. Like, we don't need no more. And they're like, nah, another shot around.
Because
like,
you just, yeah. you in the fun part.
So how
like,
do you stop it?
Forward, forward, forward. But then that's the problem with drinking. It hits you way later. And I heard that that's a specific thing with Casamigos. It hits you way after, whereas rum kind of hits you, you know, gradually. But I just think we should stop taking the pressure off, because here's why I think I made it through Hollywood in my 20s without a kid. Let me explain.
Oh, shit.
There was a Chinese theater comedy show that All Def put on every Wednesday, open bar, sponsored by Ciroc. All these high-level people went there, so, you know, it was Batty Central, and it was in the middle of Hollywood every Wednesday, and it was just a cesspool. You would watch comedy, everybody would be drunk, everybody would be smashing afterwards, right?
What?
I mean, I assumed.
Oh, I'm but like in the room.
This
like?
Was no. I mean, you know, this was after, you know, it's a comedy show. Okay. So, me being new to Hollywood, I was green, and I was also like new to my career, so I wasn't just about to be just, you know, thirsty at the. But the biggest thing was Chick-fil-A was right down the street, and it closed kind of early.
Right.
So usually people mingled till like 1 or 2 a.m. Chick-fil-A closed at 12:30. So
that's
if I had
than
been.
I
If, you know, if there had been drinks earlier in the night and I sobered up, I would just, everybody would be like, where are you going, Pat? I would dip out early just to make sure I caught Chick-fil-A, because that end of the night for me was all about just eating something delicious and getting into my bed and enjoying sleep. So I'm just saying, if we could just take the pressure off of these lit nights and the cheek clapping afterwards. Sometimes you just have a lit night, then you gather yourself, and then you get to the cheek clapping.
Okay.
You know?
I'm here for it. I don't like being falling asleep on.
That's what I'm saying. You might as well, the older you get, you might as well start being honest with yourself. Be like, it's 12 p.m., it's midnight, and we still drinking? Don't expect much dick tonight. I just think we should be honest with each other. But this was a longer episode.
You guys asked for longer episodes. We read the comments too, so we see them all.
You guys asked
for longer episodes, so we gave you one.
Absolutely, I like this one. Well,
I did too.
I guess you got a dungeon appointment to go get to. You got a politician that needs to be dog walked.
I don't have anything. Don't put that out there. He's lying.
I'm just kidding.
You need to go get paddled.
No.
Spadaddled.
I told you I'm not a paddler.
Going to get that dank spank.
Get the gooch goblin. Bring in the gooch goblins.
Bring in that.
I hope they're hungry.
Booty water. What the heck is that? Booty water?
Panic water. All right, guys. As always, I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We will see you next week.
Bye.
Later.